Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Be ready. Jesus said, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." Mark chapter 13, verses 35 to 37. A 4-year-old bounded down the hallway to her toddler brother and announced, "Hey, you are going to heaven!" This might have been an endearing moment had she not added in a sing-song voice, "But first you have to die." The parents overhearing this were first filled with joy at the tender announcement and quickly switched to shock over the blunt morbidity of the second statement. How can a young child so easily speak the sad truth that we will all die and present it without fear but with joy? Yes, we will someday die. When Adam and Eve committed the first sin at the very beginning of the world, God promised that they would surely die for their disobedience. God also promised that someday he would send Jesus to take away their sins and all the sins of their descendants. The end of the world has been wrongly predicted by scientists, archaeologists, religious leaders, and philosophers for the past several hundred years. Some predictions were made based on ancient calendars, others on signs of nature, and some predictions were even based on parts of Scripture. But we know this for sure. We don't know when Jesus will return. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus even says that only God himself knows the date of his return. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. It's not our job to try and figure out when he will come. In fact, it could even be dangerous spiritually for us to know the day or time. We might allow ourselves to become immersed in the sins of the world, knowing that we have time to repent. Purposely waiting our last moments of life to ask for forgiveness is very dangerous indeed. God tells us that our job is to be ready. He wants us to come to him in prayer, and he wants us to read about his promises in his word. He talks to us every time we read the Bible, and he offers us comfort. God always keeps his promises, and we eagerly await for the fulfillment of his ultimate promise when he comes back to take us to the mansion in heaven that he is preparing for us. God promised that the entire world would be redeemed through the precious blood of his Son. And this promise was fulfilled on the first Easter weekend when Jesus died, beat the devil, and came back to life. We are ready for our Savior to come again. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us time on this earth to enjoy your creation and do the work you have given us. Help us not to fear death, but to see the opportunity you have given us to use our time to study your word and proclaim your love to others. We look forward to the time that you will come again to bring us to our true home, heaven, where there will be only joy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.